On a night like this, more than 2,000 years ago, something happened which almost no one noticed. In the village of Bethlehem, less than 6 miles from the temple in Jerusalem, a child of displaced parents was born in a cave. He was laid not in a warm bed, but in the feed box of the animals sheltering in that cave. Soon enough, this child would be worshipped by philosopher kings from the east, hunted for slaughter by the puppet king of pagan Rome. And eventually, as a man, he would be executed as a common criminal under the authority of an apparently omnipotent emperor. But on the night of his birth, no one noticed his coming, except, of course, his virgin mother, his foster father, and the beasts. No one, that is, except an army of angels and the simple shepherds to whom they announced the unimaginable. In the birth of this child, the salvation of the human race had begun. And the truly omnipotent King of Kings and Lord of Lords had come among us to save us from sin and death. About 50 years after that night, St. Paul would put the matter this way in his letter to the Galatians. When the time had fully come, God sent forth his Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. When the time had fully come. This is St. Paul's way of saying that God the Son became the Son of Mary at precisely the moment and at exactly the place chosen by the Father before the creation of the universe. The birth of Jesus Christ is the revelation of a mystery, the making known of a hidden thing, the publication of a plan, the eternal plan of salvation, which the Father decreed before the foundation of the world, namely, that he would redeem us from the grave and reconcile us to himself through the incarnation and birth, the life and ministry, and the passion, death, and resurrection of his eternal Son made man, the Lord Jesus Christ. My friends, the Son of Mary has no human father. He is eternally begotten of God the Father, light from light, true God from true God. And in the fullness of time, he took flesh of the Virgin Mary by the power of the Holy Spirit, and was made man. Out of love for us, our omnipotent Creator became a helpless child. And the one who created time itself entered the stream of history to suffer and to die for us. And in so doing, he made holy the passage of all time from the beginning of the world until its end. And that is why, on that night in Bethlehem 2 millennia ago, a sound was heard on the earth, never heard before or since. The voices of angels singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace among men with whom he is pleased." By becoming a man like us in all things but sin, the Lord Jesus made the invisible God visible to the entire human race. And for this reason, being a faithful disciple of Christ demands of us not merely an internal assent to the truth of the gospel, but a public witness, outward and visible signs of our interior dispositions of faith, hope, and love. These visible signs should include praying every day, regularly reading the Holy Scriptures, striving to keep the commandments of God, living always according to our baptismal second birth, attending Mass every Sunday, confessing our sins to God frequently in the sacrament of penance, caring for the sick, the poor, the abandoned, and the despised, and loving one another in deeds which match our words. These are the absolutely indispensable means for living the Christian life and learning to love as we should, learning to love as we were created to do. When the time had fully come, God sent forth his Son, born of woman, so that we might receive adoption as sons. In these words of St. Paul, two miracles are revealed. The first miracle is that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. And the second miracle is no less startling, that although we are but mortal creatures, servants of the Creator and sinners all, God desires that we become truly his children, calling him not master, but father. The only way for us to do this is through Christ and in Christ, in whom we are called to live in the very holiness of God, to be justified and sanctified and glorified by the free gift of God's grace, so that we may share forever the glory of the triune God as beloved children in the new and everlasting Jerusalem, our true home. My friends, the glory of God is man fully alive in Christ Jesus. And on this solemn celebration of the birth of the Messiah, the church around the world lifts her voice in every language to proclaim with supreme joy the gospel first announced by the angel. To you is born in the city of David this day a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Come, let us adore him.